877-500-5266.
Good morning. It's 7:59. This is KBOO Portland. Coming up, Voices from the Edge, Commissioner Janwan Hardesty is in the studio with us. It'll be about a minute or so. At 9, it's Press Watch, all the news you're not supposed to know. Coming up at 10 this morning on the Heather McCoy Show, Heather talks to Johan Hari, author of Lost Connection, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. At 11, it's a special Between the Covers for the Spring Drive. KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. And at 11:30, it's Words and Pictures paying tribute to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland Comic Book Month. Host Conch looks at events, news releases, and participatory activities throughout the month with guests Matt Boers and Liz Yerby. And all of this important programming is because of great people like you who participate in our fund drive and keep this program, keep this radio station, keep free speech on the air. 877-500-5266.
KBOO hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KBOO at the Clinton. This month we'll screen the film Le Gong on Thursday, April 11th at 7 p.m. Le Gong is a rarely screened 1935 silent movie shot entirely in Bali with a Balinese cast, mixed with a new score by Clubfoot Orchestra and Gamelan Sekarjaya. Again, that's Le Gong, showing April 11th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Higher Taste, a local food company making ready-to-eat, vegan, and vegetarian fare since 1987. Their products are available at most local grocery stores. A menu and locator can be found at thehighertaste.com. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, with two locations in Northeast Portland and Beaverton. Specializing in hand-pulled noodles, Frank's Noodle House serves a wide variety of Chinese noodles. Open Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Dinner was provided by Bombay Chaat House. Located in downtown Portland at 804 Southwest 12th Avenue, Bombay Chaat House, also known as Indian Chaat House, is one of Portland's destinations for authentic Indian food. Open every day but Sunday, from breakfast to dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now.
Johan Hardesty, and what a pleasure to be here starting our membership drive for this spring. It is an exciting time, and so I thought today would be a great opportunity to get your questions answered. You have a real live city commissioner right here in the studio at KBOO, and I want to give you an opportunity to call in and ask those questions that you have not been able to get an answer to. The number to call is 503-231-8187. I know there is a lot going on, and I am so grateful that we have KBOO, because if you listen to what's happening in the world, you would think the world has lost its mind. But you know, we are better than that, and our democracy will continue. As my mom used to say, this too shall pass. We will get back to a more just, fair society. But we won't get back there without a strong community radio station, and we won't get back there without strong community members who just say, no, not in my name, not now, not ever. That is not the America I want to live in. So give me a call at 503-231-8187. I spend a lot of time talking to people who've never been at City Hall, have never come to a city council meeting, have never talked to an elected official. And so it's always important that we have an opportunity to talk directly to the people who are being served. Every day I find more and more about the decisions that we make, how they impact over 700,000 people, because that's the population here in the city of Portland. So it's really important that we understand the choices that are being made, and the people who say they represent us, and figure out whether or not that's true. I can't wait to hear what your questions are, because now's the time to do it. What better place to do it than on KBOO? What better time to do it than during Pledge Drive? I know that you have burning questions. If I could just ask this one question, what would it be? And today, you have that opportunity. We're going to take your calls for just a few minutes, and then we're going to go and raise some money, because, of course, membership is what's the lifeblood of KBOO. We're going to go to the phone line. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Joanne. And congratulations on your new job. And I've been carefully listening to your shows and following the things about the city. And I do have a question that cannot get an answer to.
Okay, I'll try. And you know me, if I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know, but I'll try to answer it if I can.
Well, I'd like to know where the law, the Oregon Revised Statutory number is that says everybody has to have a driver license. And this is a crucial question because if there is no law like that, then the people are underwriting the cost of doing business that corporations are supposed to be paying, and we are being ripped off twice for everything that is hauled to a store shelf once.
So I can answer that question.
Okay.
It is a state law. I cannot tell you, I cannot quote the ORS statute, but it is a state law. And if you go to the ORS state law and just put in driver's license, it'll give you all that information.
Well, the one that keeps coming up is 801.305, which says highway means every public way open to the general public for vehicles as a matter of right. And if the general public has the right to use the highway, and the Constitution of Oregon says they do, if they do, then why would they get a license?
Because of state law, and then there's federal law. And
in the driver license,
you're gonna have to go to state statute. Take care. Thank you so much for your call. See, I can only talk about the city. I used to be a state legislator, but if I tell you where to go look and you don't want to go look, there's not much I can do. But what I can do right now is bring in my colleague and fan and ally so that we can tell you how you can become a member of this great community radio station.
You know how you can do that? You can call us at 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. And Joanne is right. This is Jenna. I am a Voices from the Edge fan, super fan, because we're just going to say it. When you came back during the last drive, that was when your show was back.
That's right.
We literally, the room back here, right. Membership Central, burst out in applause because we were just saying, Joanne is back. And I mean, and you being back was exciting, but what's been so exciting is what you've been doing since you've been back.
Oh, well, thank you, Jenna.
Exactly.
I tell you, you know, I would wake up on Thursday mornings and my body wanted to head to KBOO, and I knew that I couldn't be here until after. But I was committed to coming back, and it's like coming back home. It's coming back home. Mm-hmm. and knowing that home did okay in your absence, right? Home was kicking butt and still doing the stuff it's supposed to do, because we have fabulous people like Teresa Mitchell, who will be on right after me, and we have Jenna here, and Lisa Loving just never leaves KBOO, you know? Every time I turn around, she's back, and she's doing something else fabulous. This is a family, and this is a family of people who desperately care about our community, and we want to collectively make it better for everybody. But we can only do that if you call 877-500-5266 and become a member today.
You know, Joanna's so modest, saying, oh, you know, community. And she's so right. This is a community that supports her, and she supports us, and you support Joanna because you listen.
Yes.
You're listening right now, 877-500-5266. And I will say this, that Joanne's show is an exclusive KBOO show. You know, we have shows like Democracy Now, and they're all important. But, you know, we know you have options to listen to elsewhere. But with Joanne's show, where else are you going to literally listen to your current commissioner talk about what's happening in your government? That is so exclusive. 877-500-5266. And that last caller was literally an example of programming that you cannot get anywhere else. Where else can you hear your commissioner say, hey, call in and ask me questions?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I am your commissioner, right? That's why I couldn't wait to come back to KBOO.
Yeah.
And what a perfect time to be recommitting to making sure that we keep that connection between community and your government, right?
Yeah.
Because all this government, whether it's city, whether it's county, whether it's state, whether it's federal, whether it's regional, it all represents you. And if your voice isn't in it, then... as a friend of mine says, if you're not at the table, you're for lunch. So give us a call. You know, we are stronger together. This is about building community from every corner. Whether you're out in Sandy, whether you're in Newburgh, whether you're in Vancouver, this is really about building community in a way that is a united front against the insanity that we're facing. 877-500-5266. Give us a call now. I know you guys, you all like to call at the end of the program, and then you like all like, oh man, the lines were so busy. But if you call right now, there are people that just can't wait to talk to you and make sure that you either renew your membership or you become a new member today.
See, look at that. Joanne even knows her listeners.
I do.
She cares. She's a, hey, community, come on. I want to make sure it's easy for you to get through. So
that's
call
right
now. Well, it's nice and quick, and you don't have to wait. 877-500-5266. Or for the savvy listeners who say, I am listening through the app.
Yes, yes.
You can even just donate through there, or you can donate online. It's so easy. KBOO.fm. Where you can listen to Joanne every single Thursday, stream it through, say what's going on. Because you know one thing I love amongst the many things, hear me fangirling. Sorry, Joanne.
I love it.
You know, it's just those conversations that we hear happen at the city council meetings extend, where we can say, how let's look at the joint task force. Let's hear the thinking. Let's bring your voices in to talk about why. Why are these choices being made? And you get to talk to your commissioner and ask these questions. So important for our democracy. 877-500-5266.
I'm going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to go back and re-engage with folks to make sure they call 877-500-5266 or KBOO.fm. You know, I love this station. I have been at this station. I keep trying to figure it out. It's probably about 24, 25 years. I love this station because this station really is about building community. So we're going to go back to the phone lines and to your questions about what is it that you want answers to from your city council. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So from what you all have been saying there, should we assume that Ted Wheeler is not going to start doing his own call-in radio program on KBOO or a different station?
He has had no conversations with me about doing his own show.
Right. Since you've been at KBOO a long time, you may remember, I don't know if it's a decision higher up than you, KBOO used to broadcast city council meetings live Wednesday mornings, because I had the volunteer program right afterward, a music program. Do you think that would be useful or not necessarily?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of what we do at city council, what happens at city council meetings, I question, right? We receive a lot of reports, and I go, why did we need 2 hours to hear about, say, Venture Portland or some other program or an audit report, right? Why would we take 2 hours of public time to do that? And I really haven't gotten a good answer to that yet, right? Some things to me we should do publicly and we should consistently do publicly, and some things feels like a waste of time.
Sure. Well, at some point there was a decision at KBOO that they wouldn't broadcast City Council Live, which could be a good decision or not such a great decision. My question is about TriMet, which the City of Portland doesn't directly. It's intergovernmental relations, but I'm curious about on three things, your personal opinion and or whether City Council would think these things are important enough to do a resolution. One is the current controversy about cutting 4 MAC stops downtown, including Saturday Market and Lincoln High School. Apparently, Doug Kelsey, the general manager at TriMet, says that's important to make the trains run on time, but I've listened to at TriMet board meetings, and you can't vote for the TriMet board, so it's not elected. I've heard older women vendors who've
been hang on, Saturday Market. Hang on, Lou.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
No, hang on. I just wanted to actually let the public know that the TriMet board is appointed by the governor. So Max, TriMet, because it is now believing that its mission is to speed up response time, put a group of lines on the chopping block to say that this would speed up commutes between the suburbs and downtown. And the reality is they're anticipating it would cut 2 minutes off of the commute time. And so the question would be, why would you be eliminating stops, A, when we are moving towards less automobile traffic, and we want people to be more environmentally conscious. We want people out of their automobiles. We want to reduce emissions. Why would we be reducing public transit stops? So I totally don't agree that the reward is worth cutting those stops. It just doesn't make sense. In fact, my belief around TriMet is it should be free. If we're going to create a world-class transportation system and we're going to say that we want to make sure that we are ahead of climate change, we must get people out of automobiles, A, and B, we must have a world-class public transit system so that people have transportation options. I mean, this is not rocket science, people, but some folks in policy decisions are not seeing the forest for the trees. What other question do you have about City Hall? I know he was gone. He got mad at me just because I asked him to stop for a second. But that's all good. He will call me back at some point. But I'm encouraging other callers, 503-231-8187. What are your burning questions about City Hall? Have you gone to any of City Hall's budget forums? Are you planning to come to the community budget forum that I'm hosting on Saturday? It is important, again, that the community, right, has this opportunity to have their voice heard and to really understand the real choices that we are making this year. Because I think many times we pretend that we've got these really big choices, and most of the time, most of our decision-making is in very few areas. As I discussed last week, most of the city budget is fee-driven, and so it's a fee-for-service. And if it's not fee-for-service, then it's general fund. And so that means that We don't have, we have very little flexible money that gets spent for things that people passionately care about. And I know you've been following the conversations about some park closures that are anticipated because of the budget shortfall that's taken place. So give me a call. Actually, in just a minute, I'm going to go back and make sure that those phones are ringing off the hook at 877-500-5266, because it is really, really, really important that our democracy is strengthened. But I feel, I believe that it is. I believe that people are much more engaged, much more involved. People have woke up and decided that they have an opportunity to have the kind of community that will be responsive to those who are in need in our community. And of course, the budget forum this Saturday will be at Ventura Park Elementary School, and that will start at 10 a.m. And hopefully you'll be able to come, because my goal is to make sure that you have the details about basically here's budget 101. This is how we put it together. And these are the hard choices that me and my colleagues will have to make. I think it's a great opportunity for me to go back and see if Jenna is shaking that tree for members.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, we are shaking it. We're shaking it.
We got callers calling in right now. People joining KBOO or renewing their membership.
Yes.
Join them, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm, because it's a great moment to become a member of KBOO. You know what they should do? They should consider it, you know, one of our nice pieces of swag.
Yes.
So that they can walk around and say, I listen to Joanne Hardesty on, and point to your beanie
right,
with your
right.
KBOO logo and say this, I like to be informed about my local government.
Yes.
That's why I listen. I want to hear people having a voice. That's why I listen. 877-500-5266. And you know,
that's all it's going to take. I'm sorry, I had a mouthful of coffee right as you ended.
Well, because it's early in the morning.
It is early in the morning.
It's a lot to take in. That you know, we gotta, you know, make an invitation to Ted Wheeler apparently to see if he wants to have his voice on KBOO as well.
Ah, well, I mean, I guess if the people speak, I'm not sure that he would. It would be interesting to see what his response would be.
Well, right? You know, I'm the interim AM News and Public Affairs Director right now.
Right?
So if you want to submit a show proposal, Ted Wheeler, you can. And that's the amazing part of KBOO is
yes.
that anybody,
yes.
including you who's listening right now and says, I'd like to have a show like Joanne, or maybe I can be like Joanne one day. You can, because this radio station is for the community.
Yes.
It's for you. So Ted Wheeler or someone else who wants to take Ted Wheeler's place and have their own show, you can. And that's the power of KBOO. So that's what you're supporting. 877-500-5266. Ted, you can give us a call.
You know, that's how I got here. Alan Graf, also known as the Hippie Lawyer, reached out to me and said, hey, you want to do a show with me on KBOO? And I went, I said, oh, that sounds like an interesting idea. And here we are, what, 28 odd years later, and I've outlasted, two co-hosts. And I am still here. Dave Mazza was another one of those heroes of mine who I had the pleasure of co-hosting with for about 12 years. And he was always someone I could call when he retired to come in and sub for me when I had to be gone. So I have worked with some phenomenal people over the years. I've learned from each and every one of them. And there's never been a time that I've walked in the door of KBOO that I didn't feel welcome. And you can too. Just bring your check to 877-500. Oh, actually, you can't bring a check to a number, can you? But you can come to 20 Southeast 8th
yeah,
Avenue and drop off your check. And you can see the magic behind the scenes. Or you can call us at 877-500-5200 and become a member then. I hear the phones ringing off the hook. You know how much we love that during membership drive. Jenna, you guys have done a phenomenal job of just keeping this station just breathing life into the community, and so proud that you've stepped up into this interim position. How does it feel to be the AM manager? News manager.
I personally love it.
Ah, hey.
Because now part of my job is to be listening to KBU. And it's like, hey, I get to watch Joanne's show live every Thursday, part of my job. Okay. You know? But it's great. I love it because I get to talk to such a wide variety of people who have such different views about what they want to bring from their community.
Yes.
And that's so powerful when I just hear all these different show proposals. Ted Wheeler, you can propose one. you know, I just am amazed by what people are saying about their communities. And I say, wow, we need this collection of voices. We need all these people to come in and let us know what's happening, because the only way we all can share in what is our community is to tell each other. And that's what the point of KBU is to give you a platform. 877-500-5266, or come on down. You heard Joanne drinking coffee. Have some coffee with us.
Have some coffee.
20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We are at Burnside. We're here in the heart of the community so that you can become part of it, because you are part of it. Even when you're listening, you're part of our listening community. 877-500-5266.
And I want to thank you. I love hearing those phones ringing back there. 877-500-5266. There's absolutely no reason why you are not a KBU member today, or that you're not renewing your membership, so that we can make sure that we keep community and community radio. And we're going to come back in a little while and check in and make sure that we're on task to have the best membership drive ever, so that we can go back to bringing you what we do. Okay, we'll be back in a little bit now, and I'm going to switch over, and we're going to go back to the phone line and find out what your City Hall question is. Who's on the line? Hello, Francis. Good morning. Welcome to KBU.
Hi.
Hi.
You may have already spoken on this. I don't know. It's about police accountability, and I was wondering when the next negotiations are for the collective bargaining on the police union.
Great question, Francis. So the contract expires November 2020. The negotiations have not yet started, but you can rest assured that I am keeping my eyes and ears and voice very clear that when they start, I absolutely plan to be involved in that process.
Good. The main question I have, you know, is the one about the waiting period after an officer murders someone. They have
so the 48 hours.
Yes, hopefully that can be addressed in collective bargaining, because I've been told that that's the reason that's always given as to why they get that, why they can't,
well,
that
Francis,
can't be prevented.
Francis, you might remember that when the contract was secretly negotiated just before the end of Charlie Hale's term, the 48-hour rule was removed. And so that language is no longer part of Portland Police Association's contract with their members. However, it appears that practice continues to provide 48
right.
hours for police officers to not give a statement after a situation where someone has been shot.
That's what I was addressing, that although it's been removed, I guess it needs to be addressed further, or some kind of ability to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Exactly, occurs. Right. There should never be a time where police officers are given 48 hours before they make a statement after they've shot and killed a community member. Because if
right.
I shot and killed a community member, I would not be allowed 48 hours before I made a statement.
You wouldn't be allowed 5 minutes.
Right, exactly. So yes, that November 2020 is when the contract expires, and it is my hope that we start from a position of strength and not from a position of weakness, we the city, because quite frankly, if you read the contract, the city has given away its power a long time ago, and it's time for the people to take back their power to hold police accountable for their behavior.
Right, as their employers.
As their employer, right. Yeah, who has employees they can't fire when they do something egregious? the city of Portland, please.
I don't know any union. My daddy was a union man, and I don't know any union that supports any of their employees, either by negligence or whatever.
My daddy, too, longshoreman.
Murdering someone.
Right. Well, we have to change it. We need leadership to make that happen. And I think
I appreciate you being there.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Karen. Good morning. Welcome to KBOO.
Oh, good morning, Joanne. I'm so happy that you're our city council person.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about a resolution that I believe passed to assure that immigrants and others would get legal representation. But I've never heard anything come of it. Maybe I'm just out of the loop. Could you clarify what has happened to that, please?
So last year, after we passed the... there was a resolution that was passed that affirmed Oregon as a sanctuary city.
Yep.
And there was some general fund dollars set aside to assist immigrants in their legal defense, those who were facing deportation. And there's a request this year for us to be able to do that again as part of the city budget process. But the city budget has not been approved as of yet. And so May 1st is when the mayor's budget is released, and May 14th is when the city council votes on that budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joanne, and thank you for everything you're doing to try to make the police accountable. We're desperately in need of that. So I hope you have a great day, and just know that you're much loved in the community.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Do you have a question about City Hall that I can answer for you today? I know I ask questions all the time because everything is just, I go, well, why, right? I'm still asking that why question. But I am learning a lot, and I am absolutely thrilled to be on Portland City Council most of the time. Every day is not a picnic, but I don't think I was elected to go to picnics. So I think I'm doing just what it was I was elected to do. And let me give you a hint about what's coming up today on KBOO. At 9 is Press Watch, all the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 on Heather McCoy's show, she talks to Jonna Hari, author of Lost Connection, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. At 11, it's a special between the covers for the spring drive. KBOO's own Youth Collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. At 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, pays tribute to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland Comic Book Month. Host Conch looks at events, news releases, and participatory activities through the month with guests Matt Boers and Liz Yerby. And all this is made possible because you are a member of KBOO and because you went to the phone line at 877-500-5266 or you went online at kboo.fm and you just said, what the heck? Today's the day I'm becoming a member. I want to join this collective. I want to join this community group. And I want to make sure that KBOO is around for the next century because... if you're paying attention, you know that there's a lot of craziness going on in our world right now. And so we need people who are focused on the vision, focused on where we're headed, not focused on the crazies that we will ultimately need to get rid of. But the people have a lot of work to do to actually be prepared for what's next. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you would like to tell me or ask me a question about anything at City Hall and how your voice could be more amplified in that location. Is it time for me to go back and talk to Jenna again and find out if those phones are still ringing off the hook?
They are still ringing. Excellent. Join your fellow caller, 877-500-5266. Of course, if you're streaming, you can just click on that donate button at kboo.fm. Oh, I'm being handed some people to thank. We got Russell, who just renewed.
Yay.
From Oak Park, Illinois.
Hey. All right. Hey.
Look at that. Because you know what? I think critical analysis of our local politics here in Portland also equal Portland politics equals politics everywhere.
Yes.
I think everyone's jealous. They're like, I want to be able to talk to my commissioner.
Right. They should be asking their commissioner, why aren't you on the air, right?
Right. Or maybe it's that they're listening because they're saying, I want to know how to ask questions. Yes. I want to know what questions I should be taking to my city council.
Yes.
Because this is something that I enjoy about Voice from the Edge. Now that Joanne is talking about this process of being on city council, is what should we be looking at? What
yes.
should we be asking when we go outside the meeting?
Yes, yes.
That meeting, yeah. So thank you very much to Russell, who's renewing. We have Karen, who is also renewing from Portland. We have Bonnie, who's renewing from Portland. Hey, Joanne, I think I got fellow super fans with me. Thank you so much for calling in. Join them, 877-500-5266, because apparently you can be in the Midwest or you can be here in Portland and enjoy the programming here.
Absolutely true. And how wonderful to be having a member renew, a new member from Illinois. That's pretty cool. But you know, politics is... all national politics is local, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be able to connect the dots between what's happening nationally, what's happening at the state level, and then what's happening in your local community. It is all interconnected. And so when number 45 starts cutting massive service programs at the federal level,
mm-hmm.
That absolutely has an impact on what shows up at the state and then ultimately what ends up in our local communities. And that's why we should all be paying attention and connecting the dots and being a member of a community radio station as powerful as KBOO is absolutely key to our success. So 877-500-5266 so that you can become a member today. You don't have to do this by yourself. What's happening is overwhelming. So if any of us thought that we would have to do it ourselves, we would just stay home, curl up in bed, and never, ever, ever get out, right?
Yeah.
But how wonderful that we don't have to do it by ourselves. We get to do it together, and some days we get to step up more. Some days we have to step back and give other people opportunities, but we do that collectively by being mm-hmm. a member of a strong, strong community. Again, 877-500-5266 or
KBOO. FM. And you know, Joanne, as you were just saying, it is so overwhelming, you know, when looking here at K, we look at our budget, we go, oh my goodness, that's so overwhelming. If we had to have one person fund that whole thing,
yes,
it would not happen. But the power of the community
yes.
is what allows it to happen. So when 45 is doing his thing and taking your tax dollars and spending it on things you don't want to be spent on or wasting it, that's infuriating. But you know what's empowering is taking the dollars that you do have and you do have control and you say, I'm going to put it here. I'm going to support it here.
Yes.
I want these voices to be amplified. This is how I want my money to be spent. So,
yes.
you know, it's a donation to a nonprofit. So guess what? It doesn't go to 45.
That's right.
Nice. So 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266.
It is absolutely fabulous that I hear the phone lines ringing off the hooks, because I think you believe, like Jenna and I believe, that, you know, we're in this together, right? We will
mm-hmm.
either sink or we will actually thrive, but we will do it together. But as part of a community radio station, what we know is that we are not alone, that we don't have to do it all, that we don't have to show up every day ready for taking on the challenges of this administration, because we know other people are out there doing their part. And part of it is being a member of KBOO, 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm. If I was not here, I would be online because I don't think I'm a morning person. I think I'm more of an afternoon person. But over the years, I've become a Thursday morning person because it is so important for me to be here, being part of this incredible station and being part of drawing the line in the sand, saying, nope, not you're not going to do that in my name. I don't think so. We're going to stand up to this. And guess what? We do over and over and over again. And what a wonderful community to be a part of. 877-500-5266. You can put your hard-earned dollars down and know that you're investing in the strongest community radio station in the country. You can't get much better than KBOO. We have survived so many other ones, and we survive because we understand who we are and who we represent and why we do what we do. And I mean, young folks like Jenna, it just gives me so much joy to see that the next generation isn't sitting back waiting for us old fogies to die off. They have just stepped up and stepped in and are doing incredible work all across the board, whether it's our youth collective or whether it's young folks like Jenna who just steps in. Yes, I'll be AM news director. Why not? Right? why not? I can claim that space. I love seeing that because that's what it takes. It takes all of us, all generations, all people, all colors.
It takes the community.
It takes all of us, right? Whether we are rich or poor, it takes all of us collectively to make this better. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM or Jenna. Where are we located?
We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Burnside. You can come in. And you know, when I think of my experience at KBOO, you know, I came in 3.5 years ago and I knew zero on how to make radio. Mm. And it was actually people within this KBOO community, people specifically like Joanne, who showed me how to speak into a mic, how to feel powerful on a microphone and say, hey, I can empower others. How do we amplify voices? That's what it's about.
Yes.
As you're saying, you know, we have the young people come in and we have the community pass down the knowledge and say, I want to help you because one day I want you on a talk show.
That's
because
right.
I want you to amplify voices. And that's something I've always appreciated about Joanne and her role, not just in the city, but here at KBOO, is that she's so encouraging and saying, get those voices out there, not just mine. Let's put on callers. Let's put on the young people. Let's try to put it on the old folks. Let's put on everybody because all these voices make up the community.
Yes.
So, you know, come on down. Have some coffee with us. 877-500-5266, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Or you know what? How about you call in and just say how much you love Joanne, too? Because we love those calls, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll take that love. Man. And let me just say thank you to the answerers who volunteers showed up early this morning just to take your call.
Yeah.
We really appreciate all the folks who step up to volunteer during this time because all of us are doing as much as we can to make this community better. And we love folks who just say, I'll give a little bit more now because I know now you need it. Yeah. Now's the important time. 877-500-5266. Thank you so much. I'll come back, Jenna, and check in just a little bit.
All right, thank you.
All righty. And we're going to just switch hats right now and go to the phone line. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for holding. Welcome to KBOO.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I voted for you, so that's my preface.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And I have a couple of questions. One is, I don't know where you are in the controversy about police, but I just have a saying that sums up my vision of that, which is, you couldn't pay me enough to be a cop in this world today. So that's how I feel about that. They got a tough job. That, and the other question I have, I don't know if you feel the same way or what. There's extremes, I know, but balance is sort of, you know, you got to have police, and if you don't have them, my gosh, you got anarchy.
You know, I agree with you. Here's what I think. I think that we call on police to do way too much in our community.
Well,
I think that police have a unique role in our community, and they have two jobs, and that is to solve crime and prevent crime. That is the only thing that police are constitutionally required to do. What we've done is made police the default. We see somebody that makes us look uncomfortable, feel uncomfortable, we call 911. We see someone doing something that we think is shady, we call 911. We demand a police officer shows up. The 60% increase in 911 calls over the last year have been for unwanted people. Right? That's not the job of police. I want police to be able to do the job that they're hired to do. Police are not mental health professionals. Police are not housing experts.
No, that's for sure.
And so I think as a community, we're at fault because we continue to call police to deal with societal issues as compared to dealing with crime or preventing crime. And I'm working I'm working on it.
Well, thank you. That's why I voted for you.
I appreciate that. So, see, you feel better now, right? Because you thought you and I were going to disagree, right?
Well, I didn't know for sure, you know.
Right. Well, let me tell you what I'm working on. I'm working on creating what's called the Portland Street Response. There's a program in Eugene called Cahoots. And Cahoots, if somebody is suffering a mental health issue, they send out a community team that includes a nurse and a community volunteer. And they get dispatched through the 911 system rather than the police.
Right?
Because what people who are on the street need are not the tools that police bring in their tool belt, right? I mean, if you're suffering a mental health issue, the last thing you need is someone coming yelling at you and demanding that you operate, that you respond in an appropriate manner, right? Because you're in a mental health crisis. It's just not going to happen. And so we should be sending mental health professionals to intervene and interact with people who are suffering from a mental health issue.
Mental health is a gigantic field. I think I'm just generalities,
right.
But I think budgets have been cut, you know, and mental health facilities closed. And
yes.
The whole concept of mental health is needed perhaps more than ever, and it seems like it's, the budgeting's gone the opposite direction.
But you know what? What's interesting is every hospital has triage nurses on 24-hour phone line. Multnomah County has a mental health hotline that most people don't use and don't know the phone number of, right? We have systems in place, but because of the silo thinking and silo funding, we don't have the people at the city of Portland talking to Multnomah County, who actually funds mental health treatment programs. So having someone who doesn't believe that they should stay in the box that they're in, that you just elected me, I'm talking to Multnomah County. I'm talking to the hospitals. Like, how do we make this happen in a way that we're not overburdening anybody's budget, and then we get the right first responders to the right incident at the right time?
Wow. I appreciate it. It sounds to me you're spot on, and I say go for it. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you asking the question, because if you didn't ask the question, you would have been thinking, I wonder what that woman's doing around policing.
I appreciate your response. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Someone else? Good morning, darling. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Yeah, I was wondering, Joanne, if you could explain the difference between the county commission and the city council. Like, who makes which kind of decisions on which issues?
What a great question. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay,
thanks
for the question. And so Multnomah County is responsible for the social services. When I worked for Bev Stein, she used to say that Multnomah County is responsible for the neediest and the naughtiest, because Multnomah County runs the county jail. It provides the health clinic. Multnomah County provides the school support systems. And so Multnomah County provides the social service side of services in the city of Portland. And most of their money is directly from the state, right, which gets federal dollars for those social service supports within Multnomah County. The city of Portland is responsible for the infrastructure. So think of the sewers, think of building permits, think of roads. All those are the responsibilities of the city of Portland. Think of public safety. So that's the divide. It's been that way pretty much for a long, long time, with the exception now of the joint office for housing, which is a joint effort of Multnomah County and the City of Portland because of our housing crisis. Hopefully that answers your question, and I'm going to go back to the phone line. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne. So good to talk with you.
Likewise.
I have two things. One, the article I just read in New York Times, Sunday New York Times, about our home city. I'm also from Baltimore. They talk about the post Freddie Gray dilemma that the city of Baltimore is facing, and it might have relevance as you look at Portland's police challenges. So I hope you'll take a look at that.
Thank you. I haven't seen it, but I will look for it. Thank you.
I'll share it with you. The second one is on the comments in city council where you were critiqued for responding to the woman's question about whether landlords can support those without proper identification in obtaining same.
Right, right.
I felt like you were out of line with the question when she responded to you with a question saying, really, that's government's job to provide ID. It's not a landlord's job to step up and offer a level of support to those who need identification. I felt like that, you know, was an issue that that could have been handled, you know, differently by you. But we can disagree on that. The thing I want to bring up is that there is a blockchain based technology solution that might allow for identity and trust mechanisms to be built so that houseless people who don't have access to birth certificates and mail to their address might be able to access public services. And that information is available. That type of innovation ought to be explored. We can experiment with technology so that people can obtain, you know, those who are outside the system, off the grid, can obtain a trust identity mechanism and allow them to access public services, including housing.
Well, thank you. Let me first respond to you believing I was out of line by asking the question. My question was very direct. It was, if my dad came to rent a place, he does not have ID, he's in his 90s, the hospital was born and burned down, how would he be able to rent a place with your rental company? That was a really direct question. It had nothing to do with whether or not government was appropriately the people to provide ID. That wasn't my question. My question was, she presented herself as an expert to provide expert testimony, and I asked her a question that should have been a simple question to answer. It was a yes or no question. Either yes, he could rent with my company, or no, he can't. So trying to divert it to something else I thought was inappropriate. I like your idea about a technological fix to people who need ID for different purposes. There's a lot of reasons why community members don't have ID. Many times if they're houseless, it's because when they've been swept out of a location, their ID has been swept along with it. So there's a lot of reasons why people don't have ID. And I think we should explore all kind of ways to help people who need to be housed get housed.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd love on that technology.
Thank you. You have a great day. I greatly appreciate your call. Okay, I want to go back and talk to Jenna because I want to make sure that we are continuing to increase our members. Members are power for KBOO. Membership means that we get to keep the lights on and pay our 6 or 7 staff people. Mm-hmm. Membership means that if you call 877-500-5266 and invest in your community radio station, we will continue to do what we do so well, which is to bring you what's happening in your local community.
I'll say right now we're in a little moment where the quiet before the storm.
Yeah,
right. It's 8:52 right now, which means all of you callers who are saying, I'm going to wait till the very end, as Joanne said, it's about to come because that's what always happens.
That's what happens.
877. This is your moment.
This is 877-500-5266.
Again, that's 877-500-5266. 5266. Call, become a member of KBOO today. I mean, Lee, that last caller was a perfect example to me of why we love KBOO. You can have someone call in and say, hey, I disagree.
Yes, yes.
And then you say, oh, well, let me talk to you and have a civil conversation.
Yes.
And then also, hey, thanks for the suggestion. You
yes.
know, it's about encouraging people
yes.
to share their voice. We don't all have to agree.
No.
But the fact that you are allowed to say something at all,
yes.
that is something that's, unfortunately, something that is a powerful thing and a fleeting thing if our government wants it to be. And so right now we're saying, hey, we have this platform. Here we are. Let's keep it powerfully open. 877-500-5266, because you enjoy the freedom to literally just be able to talk.
Yes, right? And not having to, like, to monitor the words that you're using. Of course,
exactly.
No bad words, right? But you know what I mean? Just, this is from my heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that gentleman, he was genuine, right? It's like he disagreed with a question that I asked, but I wanted to be really clear as to why I asked that question in that way to that particular person, because I wouldn't have just ask some random person on the street that question.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell me you're an expert, you know, I just kind of expect you to be able to answer very basic questions like that. But again, we are down to like the last 6 minutes of this program. Mm-hmm. And I know I have felt the love since I've been back here. People keep saying, oh, I'm so glad you're back on Voices from the Edge. But we need you today. We need you because we need to start this membership drive off strong. And we need to start it in a way that we draw a line in the sand and say, oh, yeah, we're all in. We're all in at 877-500-5266. We want to be a member. We want to up our membership. We want to give that crazy uncle a membership because, you know,
they need a membership.
Every time he talks about number 45, like he's like the best thing that happened, you need to give that uncle a membership to KBOO so that we can actually re-educate him on what democracy looks like. Democracy looks like you going to the phone right now before this program is over and drawing your line in the sand by dialing 877-500-5266 and making sure that you're saying, look, here's my hard-earned dollars, whether it's $60, whether it's $120, whatever you can make happen today, you know you're investing in a democracy and your community and uplifting all of us at the same time. 877-500-5266.
You know, just to remind people as to what is so awesome about community radio. Community radio is here for all of us, and it's about giving the kind of information that maybe you don't get to hear on the mainstream radio, that maybe is a little more regulated about what they're allowed to say. I remember a few shows ago, Joanne, you had the Street Roots on, right?
Goodness,
one of our wonderful independent media outlets here in Portland. And you were talking to them about what is the alternatives to calling the police when you're seeing people who are maybe having like a mental health crisis. What is the safe way to help people?
Yes.
And I remember learning from that episode and saying, oh, thank goodness, because we actually needed that information, and we printed out that information that you provided from Street Roots, and we printed it out. We put it up here in KBOO. And that's the power of community radio, because you're not going to hear those kind of interviews on other media outlets. You're going to hear that here, and you say, oh, there are alternatives. You know, the mainstream makes it sound like there's only one alternative.
That's right.
As Joanne was just saying, how all the calls to the police have gone up in the last year, but there are. And it's voices like Joanne's and it's places like KBOO that bring you that information that otherwise is hidden, but it's there. 877-500-5266. Show your support for wanting that complexity of information being put out there. 877-500-5266.
And I want to squeak in this number. The mental health crisis number for Multnomah County is 800-716-9769. That's 800-716-6769.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone is hearing impaired, they should dial 711. Those are critical life-saving phone numbers. Mm-hmm. They will help people stay safe who are in a mental health crisis. And that's the kind of community I want to live in, one that calls for help and not calls for people who are ill-equipped to actually deal with the issue at hand.
What, Joanne, are you talking about actually supporting people in a community with actual help? What? That is revolutionary.
That's radical, isn't it? Isn't it a radical concept? 877-500-5266. Make your voice heard. We need you. KBOO needs you. Your community needs you. And Jenna, you are absolutely phenomenal, and thank you for all you do here.
Now, thank you for what you do, Joanne. We're all in the community showing love to one another.
We all showing love to each other, and we're all in it together, right?
Together,
we are so much stronger than we could ever be on our own. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station. And by the way, I will have Greg Palace on and talk about somebody who's been kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah.
Can't wait to catch up with him. You guys have a great day. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:59, and coming up, it's Press Watch, all the news you're not supposed to know. And then at 10 on the Heather McCoy Show, Heather talks with Joanne Hari, author of The Lost Connection, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. At 11, it's a special Between the Covers for the Spring Drive. KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. At 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, paying tribute to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland Comic Book Month. Host Conch looks at events, new releases, and participatory activities through the month with guests Matt Boers and Liz Yerby. And we are in the midst of our spring fun drive. And make it fun by calling 877-500-5266 and make your pledge to support KBOO. Press Watch is next.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Higher Taste, a local food company making ready-to-eat, vegan, and vegetarian fare since 1987. Their products are available at most local grocery stores. A menu and locator can be found at thehighertaste.com. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, with two locations in Northeast Portland and Beaverton. Specializing in hand-pulled noodles, Frank's Noodle House serves a wide variety of Chinese noodles. Open Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Dinner was provided by Bombay Chaat House. Located in downtown Portland at 804 Southwest 12th Avenue, Bombay Chaat House, also known as Indian Chaat House, is one of Portland's destinations for authentic Indian food. Open every day but Sunday, from breakfast to dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, April 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short Docs is a two-hour program of Portland-related short documentaries created by local filmmakers. This year, there will be several virtual reality short documentaries included in the 6 to 7 p.m. part of the screening. There will also be a Q&A with many of the filmmakers. Again, that's PDX